This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. For a third year, the hot-button international stories that dominate our headlines, like Cuba, Russia, Syria, terrorism, and immigration, will be among the topics of discussion at a conference that's drawing experts from around the world to the Tampa Bay area. The St. Petersburg Conference on World Affairs takes place this Thursday through Saturday, February 26th through 28th, at the University of South Florida St. Petersburg Student Center. Almost 40 panelists, including 1986 Nobel Prize winner and expert on Nigerian democracy, Wole Soyinka, along with diplomats, academics, and military experts, will share ideas and information during 16 free panel sessions. I sat down with the creator of the conference, former U.S. Ambassador Douglas McElhaney, and asked him how challenging it is to put together a conference when dealing with topics that might change moment to moment.
Basically, what you have to do is you have to hold up on absolutely deciding on the issues until as close as possible to the conference. Of course, that creates the situation where you might have speakers who may or may not be capable of speaking on all the issues. It may not be in their area of interest or specialization. But we try very hard to be as current as possible. And this year we've added, with both journalists and area specialists, a section on breaking news so that if we miss something in terms of the conference subjects, we can cover them there.
The idea of also some subjects that really hit home here in Florida, talking about Cuba, what's the new normal, rising sea levels, and also immigration. These are national importance to begin with, but does that take an effect, the Florida effect as well?
I think it certainly does, and obviously you know by the news coverage in this area that people are intensely interested, not only because they might be of Cuban origin, but because they may have an interest in doing business in Cuba or something of that sort. This is a very important subject here, as well as immigration. We have a lot of immigrants in this area, and many, many working in agriculture, for example, in Central Florida, many of them not documented. So these kinds of issues, and I have to say that we'd very much like to do this conference next year, and we hope that sea level rise is not such a crucial issue next year, lest we be inundated at our conference site. But I think that these are all things where Floridians in particular have a special interest.
One of the things I also noticed looking over these 3 days' worth of talks is a lot of dependence on questions. Terrorism, how long and how to resist it. Russia after the Ukraine and Crimea grabs, what's for dessert? Cuba, what's the new normal? Is framing these things as a question the way to start the conversation?
Well, I think so. I mean, they're all questions that remain to be answered. Obviously, we wanted to pique the interest of the audience, but we counsel our panel members, the specialists, the military people, the intelligence people, the State Department people, the academics. We counsel them to go in a direction that might pique interest and that also might be controversial, not necessarily from a political point of view, but from a what's next kind of point of view.
To draw names like a Nobel Prize winner like Wole Soyinka and some of the other people of import who will be speaking here, what does it say for the conference? What does it say for USF St. Petersburg? What does it say for St. Petersburg's presence on the world stage?
Well, I think it's very important in this area, and I've said this to you last year and the year before. I think it's extremely important that we have these kind of discussions so that at least people in this area are well informed about the kinds of things that are happening in the world and what our stake is in the world. I think sometimes that politically, perhaps inside the Beltway in Washington, that people do things where Americans are not fully informed and can't make an informed decision. And in our sort of democracy, that's extremely important, and it gets us into some difficult situations sometimes.
Who should come out to the conference? Is it just fans of international and world affairs, or should it be students, people interested in the world today? What's your target audience?
Well, obviously, we're on the campus of USF St. Pete from February 26th to 28th, and we welcome absolutely everyone. Anyone who is interested, from students to people in the Tampa Bay area, it's a really good activity and something that people walk away from very satisfied.
And targeting students, one of the other things that you offer, again, is an international careers luncheon, actually a pair of them. Why don't you tell me a little bit about those and who should come out to that, who should register for that?
Well, we ask that students who are considering careers in the national security area register online at stpetersburgintheworld.com to come to these lunches with recruiters, both from the State Department, we had them last year, and the Central Intelligence Agency has requested to come this year to talk to students, to give them an idea of what a career might be all about. And we certainly welcome students from all over the area if they're interested in either of those organizations.
The St. Petersburg Conference on World Affairs takes place Thursday through Saturday, February 26th through 28th at the University of South Florida St. Petersburg Student Center. It's free to the public, but reservations are encouraged. You can find more information on our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.